KLUE.com today.
America Tonight. Oh, moments from now, time for another Nail the Score, your chance for bragging rights across the nation and in your own little circle, if you can correctly nail the score. Here's how it works. We roll out our supercomputer. We let it fly. The game of the week is chosen. Then you call in at 800-259-5791. Tell us who you think's going to win the game and what you think the final score will be. Let me be clear. You don't have to know anything about football. You might dig football like I do and technical maestro Matt Johnson does. And I know many of you guys listen to football, listen to it on the radio, and watch it on the tube. You know, it's a funny thing. I think sometimes people who are real homers for their team can't stand to hear the national guys do their game, if it just happens to be one of those games, because they would much rather hear the home crew. So they'll put the tube on and then listen on the radio and hear the call that way. I know when I was in New Jersey and Philadelphia, I would listen to the hometown call definitely over anybody else doing it. Merrill Reese, the longtime voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, he has the golden pipes, and hey, he's a big-time homer for the team. I know all of you out there can relate to that. So regardless, doesn't matter if you like football or not. It's like picking lottery numbers or playing bingo. You're just throwing out score guesses, and you don't have to analyze the game forward and backwards. You just have to pick a score and a team. So if you do correctly nail the score, what a perfect time right before Thanksgiving. You win a cell phone, movie tickets, and also gift certificates to many restaurants across the United States. Dates like Fridays, for example, or a couple of the usual suspects that you might think of that all of us have in our backyard, some of them pretty good. Ooh, it's making me hungry thinking about it right now. Ooh. All right, a couple of headlines to get to, though, before we get to nail the score. And this was a big one. Our Fort Hood suspect has been now charged with murder. Major Hassan, the Army psychiatrist, accused of gunning down 13 people and, of course, wounding countless others, as we know, is outrageous, the amount of people who were hit by this guy in 10 minutes, now finally has the 13 counts of premeditated murder leveled against him or charged against him in the military's legal system. And here's the deal on this, and let's make it clear, and I thought this was what would happen, but it does make him eligible for the death penalty if he is convicted. So now there is a major investigation into all the intelligence that's out there that's being gathered on Major Hassan and whether that info was shared with other organizations, for example, the FBI, the CIA, local law enforcement, whatever, the people at Walter Reed, the military, and was it acted upon, especially within the government agencies, or did people just simply drop the ball on this whole thing? Of course, the Senate now with a hearing on Hassan that's scheduled for next week. So we got a full court investigation on why nothing happened. He wasn't detected and stopped. And the Senate hearing, you have the Senate Homeland Security Committee announcing it's opening its own investigation. And they're also saying they might have an additional charge to be filed against Hassan. And one of that involves the fact that one of the victims was pregnant, so could there be a 14th count of murder related to the death of the unborn child? And there is a great possibility of that as well. So now that he was alive and awake and all that sort of stuff, they were able to charge him with that. All right, quickly, let's take a few. Mark is listening to us in New York. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, did you say there were 10,000 uncounted absentee ballots in that upstate 23rd district?
Yes.
Conservative district. I, you know what? Only in America could the man be, the Democrat be sworn in prior to all of the votes being counted.
Are
we, a freaking banana republic? That was just one thing I was listening to. Whether or not it makes a difference if the other fella gets in, as far as what we got, I don't know. There was something that I heard tonight. I want to mention two shows, if you don't mind. I don't know if anybody heard Rush Limbaugh today, but he mentioned what you were talking about all the missed signals with Hassan and everything. And he made this comment. It was very, you had to listen to the show. He made it in such a way where you almost missed it, but he goes, with everything that's going on with Hassan, he said, and all these missed signals and everything that the Army and the FBI knew, he said, I only hope it's incompetence. What he really meant is what Alex Jones, the conspiracy theorist, has been saying, that this might have been an inside job, that they let this guy do this. For what reasons, we haven't figured out yet. But for God's sakes, Kate, Peter Lance wrote the book Triple Cross. He's trying to get another 911 commission. Are we going to have to wait? Do we have 8 more years to figure out what's really going on in this country? Because this is frightening because, you know, stuff's going on. You can't believe the real media accounts of what they're saying. All I'm saying is to keep an open mind. And one last point, and I'll get off. You mentioned the woman whose son was killed, and she wants it. Will the media elevate her like they did Cindy Sheehan, who had a point? You know, they won't, because they want Obama to continue on his way. Listen, America, I think you have to forgive me, Kate. I think that I know that we're there to protect the poppy seeds. Pat Tillman was writing letters to his mother that, hey, Mom, we're protecting these poppy fields. It's the drugs and the bankers. I know, look, it is a combination of things, but for God's sakes, let me say this, and you can cut me off if you have to. I don't want anything to happen to our president. I want him to live a long, happy life with his wife and 2 kids in Chicago. But if he pulls those troops out soon and he doesn't do what his puppet masters tell him to do, something bad will happen to this guy and our country will be destroyed. And they'll blame the right wing. They'll blame this guy. They'll blame something else. So he's in a precarious position. I don't agree with him at all, but he can't pull those troops out, because if he does, he gets support from one side of the base, and the people that are into the war for the wrong reasons, think it's patriotic, are going to be going after him. But the real reason is to keep him there to protect the oil fields and the drugs. And I firmly believe that. I think we're just – I'm not changing my tune. You know I love your show, but this is just – we're heading for – freaking disaster.
I think we're headed for a disaster for a couple of different reasons. Thanks, Mark. I don't necessarily share all of Mark's thoughts at all. I don't think everything has to do with something necessarily more sinister. It does have to do with greed, though. I agree with him there, certainly with the oil. And when we're talking about poppy seeds, we mention that all the time on America Tonight. Absolutely. And in the case of the base, I think it's more a case of somebody who wanted to be go down in a glaze of glory for being a jihadist and somebody who vehemently disagreed with Muslims fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, and was saying this and was spitting this out to anybody who would listen. I mean, he was a guy who lived in a $350 apartment and was making almost $100,000, and so now they're chasing the money to see if he was sending money to Pakistan. So I think there's more behind Major Hassan, but I think it's really on the extremist end of things. And the sad thing is, if somebody was armed on the base, in other words, if what happened in 93 when Clinton laid down the law and there were no handguns, they weren't allowed to have the personal handguns when you're walking around the base, things might have been different during that 10-minute barrage. Nail the Score coming up around the bend next.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
I like how it speeds up in the middle of that. All right, it's time for Nail the Score. We're going to press the supercomputer and find out what the game is. Let it roll. Wow, I am stunned. I think all of you are going to be stunned as well. Patriots, Colts, baby. That's what it comes down to. And once again, proving that it is Sunday night that rocks, it is the Sunday night game. Oh, I love those Sunday night games. So New England at Indianapolis. All right, first of all, home field advantage for Peyton Manning. I'll say that. The Patriots and the Colts do both look like teams on a mission. I mean, of course, they look like Super Bowl contenders. Why not? It's easy to throw that rhetoric out there. So I'm going to say that this was a very tough game. This is a very tough game to pick. Indy has looked a little rocky in their last couple of games. I mean, they did beat Houston on Sunday, but what was the score? 20-17? Are you kidding me? It would have even gone to overtime if they had made, the Texans had made a simple little field goal, and that might have been a different result. And, you know, you look at Manning and you look at some of the people that he is throwing to. He has his favorite guys like Reggie Wayne and Dallas Clark. And then you have a couple of the newcomers who are in there as well. But it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be, I think this is going to be a true battle where it's going to come down to a handful of points. But having said that, I think I'm going to say the Colts win this because I like Peyton Manning a little bit more than Tom Brady. I like the Colts to win this game 27-24. All right, Matt, we're putting you on the grill. What do you think?
Well, being that I have Peyton Manning on my fantasy team, actually two fantasy teams, I need this to be a shootout. So I'm going to expect the Colts to score a lot of points, and I'm thinking the Patriots are going to score a lot of points too. You got to give the edge to the Colts because they got the home field advantage, but they're without Marlon Jackson and Bob Sanders, two key players in their secondary. So I'm going to give the nod to the Patriots, and I'm going to have them winning 42-38.
Oh, my gosh, 42-38. Did someone spike your Red Bull in the studio?
You got to take a shot here, you know? Lots of offense.
Now you sound like the crazy people that email me on AmericaTonight.net, because usually those are the blowout scores.
Shot in the dark here. I haven't been right yet, so... Going out a little out of bounds.
All right, definitely out of bounds. So I think it's going to be, we both think it's going to be close. You think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be kind of medium scoring. That's what I would say, 27-24. It's not low scoring, but it's not high scoring either. Okay, so we got a Colts here. We got a Patriots here. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And, of course, as I mentioned, you can always flip me a score at AmericaTonight.net. Here's a scoop. You win this, guys or gals. You have bragging rights forever as long as I'm on the air. You will always be exalted on this show. Even if you say crazy things. We have to give homage to you because nobody in my entire career has nailed the score, at least in the NFL. Somebody did it once when we did college hoops, and that's it. That's the only time that we have had somebody nail the score. Okay. Let's see where we go with this one. Let's go to Kentucky, and let's go to Greg. In Kentucky. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm good. Thank God it's Friday.
No kidding.
It's a long week. I'm going to go with the Colts to win 31-27.
Oh, I like that score. Yeah, 31-27. Home field advantage. I think it's close, just like you did. So I think we're going to see a good Sunday night game.
I hope so. Too bad I don't get to watch it because I got to get up and go to work at 1 o'clock every day.
Well, maybe you'll nail the score and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
That's right. I'll be listening to you to find out.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Drive safely down there in Kentucky. All right. We got some more in Kentucky. I love these Kentucky guys. Charlie's listening to us in the great bluegrass state. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Kate. I'm sorry I missed you the last couple of weeks.
But you're back.
Yes, I'm back, and I'm going to have to go with the Patriots over the Colts, 38-31. I don't think it's going to be Manning against Brady. I think it's going to be receivers versus receivers, and I think the Patriots have a better core all around.
Yeah, Mr. Moss could prove to be deadly. So 38-31, and you like the Pats. All right, we got you locked and loaded, Charlie.
Thanks, Kate. Good night.
All right, good night. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Back to horse country, Joel in Kentucky. Hello, Joel.
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You sound good.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to go with the Colts. I believe it's going to be a little closer game than that. I'm going to go to 24-20.
24-20, okay. You and I are in the 20s, unlike crazy Matt, who picked 42-38 Patriots. So, all right, I think you're right in there. We'll see. I think it's going to be a good day for Peyton Manning, but a skin-of-the-teeth pullout for them. It's going to be close. I don't expect a blowout here, Joel. So we'll see. Maybe you're the guy who nails the score. Have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to the state of Illinois. Let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate. I got Colts 28, Pats 21.
All right, 28-21. All right, so you like you're liking the Peyton Manning action, and you don't buy that nonsense about like Charlie in Kentucky that the receivers are going to have a much better day for the Patriots, huh?
I think Colts got better defense.
You know what? I do, too, and they do statistically. You look at it, they've been pretty good. It's not great against, obviously, what happened against the Texans, but their defense has been good this year, absolutely.
Yeah.
Rick, you're right. That's a good point. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to Dale, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Dale.
Hello.
Hello, Dale.
Oh, it's Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. No wonder you're like, hello? Who's that? I don't know any Dale. You have to excuse. You know what happened is Matt went out last night and he had too many Bloody Marys, so his ears are clogged up. All right, so Bill in Kentucky. We're sorry. What do you think, Bill?
I think it's going to be Colts, 21-24.
All right, 21-24. Okay, I like that score. A lot of us picking the Colts. I like what we're just talking about there and talking about the defense and the receivers. And it's Colts. Colts 24-21, right?
Yep, yep.
24-21. We got you locked and loaded, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
800-259-5791. I feel like I'm counting the absentee ballots in that congressional race in New York because we have the old-fashioned way of writing down the scores, and I just want to make sure I get it right. Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
yeah,
man.
I speaking of that election, I hope a concession is not binding. My God, please. Like Mark said, they're not sworn in yet. Yeah, the Colts 31-24, honey.
31-24 Colts.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good spread. You're liking that a little bit more, so
yeah,
I think fourth quarter.
I think Matt's in love between the music, because I listen to the music, you know, and since the last couple of months he's been playing this music, you know, and between that and his scores, he's not going to tell you it, okay, but I could tell.
He would tell me. He is a confirmed bachelor. He is catting around with his friends
something's
all the time.
On. I'd love to know. Find out. Let us know.
All right, we'll find out about Matt's social life. Thanks, Mark. No, I know a lot about Matt and what Matt's doing, and I think he might be meeting a lot of gorgeous young women, and there's beautiful women in Minneapolis. But I'm thinking that he's playing the field at his young, tender age of 45. 800-259-5791. See, it threw me off my game. 800-259-5791. We're going to take more calls quickly. Let me mix in a couple of emails here. Here's one from Prime. Prime says, hey, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a long time. Good job. Thumbs up, sister. Rocket it all the way to the top. I agree with you. I like the Colts. I think the Colts win this one 28-7. I know people are going to blast me for that score, but I think the Colts are going to really limit the Patriots, and there's going to be some turnovers that play havoc with Mr. Brady. Could be right. All right, we're going to take more guesses on Nailed the Score coming up in another three here on ATN.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way, but I can see the fire still alight.
All right, just for grins, I'm going to throw this in here as a little tidbit. The Patriots, I looked this up to make sure it was right. I knew they were pretty high up the chain. The Patriots, of course, had to revamp on the D since many people bowed out, as you know, this past year. The team is second in scoring defense at 14.4 points a game. But the Colts lead the NFL in the same category, with opponents managing 13.5 points. And they got a couple of stud rookie starters that have made a big difference for them. So you be the judge. What do you think is going to happen here? Patriots and the Colts and Indianapolis, of course, hosting the game. It's a Sunday night game. Nail the score here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let's see. Let's go out to Clifford in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
Okay. I think I'd be the Colts 28-10.
Ooh, all right. 28-10, Colts. So you're buying that defense that I just threw out there. Good for you. Indy. You are locked and loaded. Let's move on to, we love this lady, Edna in Kansas. Hey, Edna.
Hi.
Do we have some applause for Edna? She comes so close. You know, you are leading the charge. Edna, if this was horseshoes, you would have already won three times. You're getting close. What do you? Who do you think wins?
Oh, the Patriots, 22, Colts 17.
22-17. All right, Edna saddling up on the same side as Matt. We still like her anyway. Thanks, Edna.
Bye.
Oh, 800-259-5791. Dale in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. Dallas 20, Philadelphia 16.
You're so funny.
No, I'm going to go. I think it's going to be close, Kate. I'm going to go 20-17 Indianapolis.
All right, 2017 Indy. And you like Indy, too, the home field advantage, Peyton Manning, the defense,
home field,
all that.
Yeah, the defense a little better, and I think it's going to be a much closer game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close game, too. All right, Dale, good luck. We go back to the great state of Kentucky. All right, Clarence in Kentucky, hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. How about you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Who do you think wins?
Well, the last time I called in, I used the score 27-20, and I picked Dallas. So I'm going 27-20 Colts.
All right, my man. That's a good choice. We have some applause for Clarence. 27-20 Colts. He's on my side, Mr. Matt. Thanks. You have a great weekend. 800-259. Thank you. 800-259-5791. How about Wes, who's listening to us in Illinois? Hey, Wes.
How you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good, buddy. How about you?
Oh, fine. Thank you. I think it's going to be Patriots 27-24.
27-24. Do you think his good luck charm, Giselle, is going to be there in the stands traveling on the road?
I believe so.
She's not a jinx. I mean, hey, she is one of the most beautiful women in the world. And, you know, what can you say? Tom Brady gets all the breaks. Okay, so you like the Patriots, 27-24. We got you locked and loaded. Drive safely.
Thank you.
Our pal Jana in the cornstalks there in the Tumwa, Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate. 21-17, and the Colts is who I'm picking.
All right, another Colts believer, 21-17. You own that score, Jana. Thanks.
Thanks, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Susan in Kansas. Good morning, Susan.
Hello. I'm going to go with the Patriots, and I have 27-17.
Let me make sure nobody else has that. I have that official ballot. 27-17. No, you own it. So you like the Patriots, too.
Yes.
Are you just trying to be nice to Matt?
Well, I don't know. Kind of, but
yeah.
No, I really...
Thanks. Don't stick up for the broads and stick up for the brawn on this show. I got you, Susan.
Okay.
All right, we'll see. She picks Patriots. Thanks. Have a great weekend. 27-17. All right, up into my neck of the woods, my old stomping grounds. Chris in Kentucky. Hello, Chris.
No, Connecticut.
Connecticut. Why do I always say Kentucky?
I don't know.
It's because I think that Matt spells things wrong. I'm blaming it on him. He has that Minnesota education. So, all right, Chris in Connecticut. What do you say, Chris?
Patriots, 27-20.
27-20. Why did you pick the Patriots? You just like the Patriots better, huh?
Yes.
Oh, thanks. Another Tom Brady believer.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Okay.
Chris in Connecticut, not Kentucky. You know, you see CT and you think KY. What can I say? I don't know, a case of dyslexia, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Don't blame your dyslexia on my Minnesota education. That's
look,
not my
I
problem.
Would, listen, I'm sorry. I would stack up Ohio University degree against that Minnesota. Where did you go? Brown College, Brown Broadcasting
everywhere.
Or something.
You piecemealed
that education together.
I went to so many schools around the Midwest that I got the best of everything.
Your education is like a collage. Exactly. You just a little of this and
UW
a little of that.
UW-Eau Claire, spent some time in Wisconsin, Iowa State. I've been everywhere.
That's because you wanted to sample the local attractions when you were there.
I was never satisfied. I just always needed to learn more. That's why.
Yep, I guarantee it was about that.
Exactly.
How come you didn't go? I'll tell you what would have been a fun school to go to. People listening to us in the Midwest. Well, University of Kentucky would have been cool, but what would have been a really fun school to go to would be the University of Wisconsin. That's supposed to be a rocking good time.
That was my original. It was down between Wisconsin and Madison and Iowa State, and I ended up with Iowa State and then never made it back to Madison.
Madison is such a neat little town. It's a state capital, but
I've been there.
Oh, isn't it great? It's pretty and it's near a lot of neat places, but also it's a big bicycle town. People are bike.
Right.
I don't think I've ever seen, except for in California, I don't think I've seen that many people riding bikes.
Right along the river too, the campus. It's very pretty there. It's good,
yeah,
it's good stuff.
It is good stuff. If they had a better journalism school, I might have gone there. I thought it was pretty fun. I did go up there a couple of times, though, and see it, but Ohio University
was great.
Well,
maybe when I feel the need to once again further my education even more, I'll travel on down to Madison.
Gotcha. Why don't you just do what all these other CEOs do? You don't even have to go to school. Anybody listening to me, you just have to be able to turn a phrase or two. In other words, be a great BSer, and you just say you went to whatever school you put on your resume and they don't check.
Get the old paper diploma.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it was like the CEO of Radio Shack. He didn't have any degrees, but he put down these crazy degrees, like a Ivy League school, and they never checked, and he moved up the ranks, and he was making a crazy amount, millions of dollars. And then eventually, of course, they find out, but he's already made so much money. Who cares?
Whenever I have to fill out my education history, I always need a couple extra sheets because of all the schools I went to, so... I don't even know if I can afford to cut down so many trees with all the paper I'll waste if I go to another school.
So that's what you use the next time you apply for any kind of a job. You say, listen, I'm just going to, let me just verbally tell you all the schools I went to.
Yeah. I'll just send them an audio file of
absolutely
all the recordings from all the schools I've been to.
Yeah, that makes sense to me for sure. All right, nail the score for this week. We are talking about the Patriots and the Colts. Let me throw this out to everybody. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Of course, there are a lot of people that are emailing us as well. You can do that until the top of the hour. It is americatonight.net. If you haven't gone to the website, check it out because I've been updating it with files from what you missed from the show and also Blunder of the Day. Blunder of the Day is like my favorite thing. And, you know, stories as well, blogging, that's on there as well every week and every day we've got stuff. So check that out. You can catch up with what's going on in the show if you missed it. 800-259-5791. Let's go to some of the emails because I want to make sure I get them in here. A lot of times I don't read them all. And here's a couple of them. One from Howard, and Howard says, Kate, I got to go with you. I like the Colts in this one. Defense, home field advantage, you know, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. I think you could kind of flip a coin there. But I say the Colts win this. That's the bottom line. And my score is 38-26. All right, 38-26. Jason is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Jason, what do you think?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. I say Colts 19-14.
Ooh, I like that score. See, sometimes those offbeat scores win. 19-14 Colts. My man, you're on my side of this thing. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. All right,
drive safely out there. A lot of you guys must be driving back from the plant, or else you got off somewhere else, or you're just cruising around. I don't know. What's a convenience store in Kentucky where people are listening to us in Lexington? Last time I was down there, I'm trying to think, it's not Wawa, so you do have some 7-Elevens, I believe, but what's the big convenience store? It slipped my mind. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. We're playing Nail the Score on ATN.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam is authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, and it's the Patriots coming to town to take on the Colts on a Sunday night. So, you know, the win streak for the Colts has been pretty good on Sunday night, and there's a kind of a rivalry, I think, between these two teams. I believe it's going to be a good, tight game for sure. But it's a question maybe of defenses, which defense steps up bigger. And this goes back to that same old trite thing. Coaches say it all the time, but turnovers, sloppy play, special teams could make a big difference. The Indy crowd will certainly be pumped up. All right, we're stretch drive time here. If you want to get your guess in, do it quickly. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Speedy Mart is the convenience store in Kentucky and Lexington I was thinking of. I've stopped there many, many times going through the area. All right, let's head out to Sam, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Connecticut.
Did I say Kentucky?
Yes, you did.
I think I'm jinxing myself. All right, Connecticut. All right, Sam, just like Chris in Connecticut, Sam, what do you think the final score is going to be and who wins?
It's going to be 21-17, New England.
All right, a Patriots believer, 21-17, we have you locked and loaded. Thanks. Sam, have a good weekend. It's funny, that's the same score as Jana, but she liked the Colts 21-17, so she was on the opposite side of that. All right, Ken, we are going back to Kentucky now from Connecticut. Ken in Kentucky. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Kay. Hey, I was going to tell you the name of the convenience store, but on the big score, I'm going to have to go with the Colts, on the Colts, 24-18.
24-18 Colts. All right, so are you on your way to the Speedy Mart right now?
I just actually left it about 15 minutes ago, if you believe that.
I like the Speedy Mart. I do. Yes. That's what I was saying. You know what? Beef jerky. I was always getting myself a Diet Coke and beef jerky.
Yep. I stop every morning on my way to work and get something to drink. So, yep.
There you go. All right, I'm glad you called and let us know that. Ken, thanks.
Thanks, Kate. See you.
All right, we're going back to Lexington. Brad in Kentucky. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good.
You just stay in Kentucky tonight.
I know. There's a lot of people in Kentucky calling in tonight. Those poor people in Connecticut, they think I have brain block. I keep saying they're from Kentucky. What do you think?
I think Patriots. I'm not a Patriots fan, but I think they're going to upset the Colts 24-14.
All right, 24-14. You are in, my man. You are locked and loaded. You own that score.
And every time I call, I just want to remind you, go Yankees.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Breaking my heart after Philadelphia loses to the Yankees. Thanks.
No, they got one. That's all they need.
That's right. They got one, not 27-28 championships on the verge. Who knows what's next? They'll have 30 in my lifetime, I'm sure of it.
Hopefully more.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
You're welcome.
Good night. Bye-bye. All right, let's head out to Kentucky once again. Boy, Kentucky is really on it. And Sachiko, I hope I'm saying this right. Sachiko,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I like that name.
Well, thank you. I'm a first-time caller. Joe in Kentucky turned me on to you.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
I say New England 31-28
Patriots. All right, I love that name, Sachiko. That's a good name. I like that name. Thank you. You have a great weekend.
Okay.
That's a cool name. All right, Tom in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
I just woke up again. How you doing?
Good, and you sound okay, so that's good. The alarm clock got you up, or you just woke up on your own?
Yeah, it's... For one, I just woke up.
Sweet.
Anyway, your Eagles let me down again last week.
I know. Thank you for telling me that. I'm sorry.
I won't go any further with that one. New England 21-20. Do you already have that?
21-20. Do. We don't have 21-20. All right. Wait a second. No, we don't have 21-20. You got it. New England. So you like the Patriots. 21-20. You are locked and loaded, Tom. You can go back to sleep.
Have a great week.
I will. Thank you. I am so excited. It is the weekend. I'm just going to be watching a ton of football between college and pro. I think I might, like, probably go out and bang a few golf balls around for some exercise, maybe take a little run. But otherwise, I am planting it on the couch all weekend long. I think a few of you know what I'm talking about. If I was in Kentucky, I would only go out for air and to go to the Speedy Mart and get some of that beef jerky. 800-259-5791. We only have a few minutes left for anybody to call in, but again, 800-259-5791 or AmericaTonight.net. Some of you have already sent stuff in that way, and I will make sure that we pull it off the internet if I haven't announced it on the air. Don't worry about it. So off of the site, so AmericaTonight.net. Hey, Matt, in Minneapolis, what are the convenience stores there? The last time I was there, I don't remember. I don't think I went to a convenience store in Minneapolis.
We're big on the Super America here, and then Holiday is probably a second, and then BP. But it's Super
BP,
America.
The gas station?
Yeah.
Really? That's where people... Hey, let's go to the BP and grab some chips and a Coke.
Some places, they got bigger ones, so... But
wow.
It's probably Super America number one, Holiday number two.
All right, you know what? You know what's happened to the convenience store, and it's funny you say BP. What's happened is that's big business for the gas station owners. They want you to go there, so it's better if they sell beer and wine if they can, depending on the state, and they sell more things and they have a souped-up convenience store because they'll make more money. That's where they really make their money. So they don't like the 7-Elevens and the Piggly Wigglies and all that kind of stuff. You know, because they want to crush those kind of convenience stores. That way you can be the one-stop shop kind of person, you know?
Yeah, I actually heard that the gas stations, they make more money off of, you know, selling the goods that they have rather than just straight gasoline.
Isn't that crazy? You know what that's like
like
sort
the
of.
Movie theaters.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. The concession stands are the money makers. So they want, when people come in the door, they want you to get as much as possible at the concession. You know, the giant thing of popcorn and soda and
the sodas where they make a killing.
Oh, the soda's
like
ridiculous.
A large soda for like $4.50 or whatever it is, and it costs probably 5 cents for that.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. You know, a lot of people take stuff in with them. I think we talked about this one time before, smuggling things
in.
But you could get a giant bag of Twizzlers or M&Ms, and it would cost you $4 more, no kidding, in some places for that same bag or a smaller bag. How they gouge you at the movie theater is unreal. But most people, I mean, hey, let's face it, we're all flying by the seat of our pants, so you're running out the door at the last second trying to catch a flick half the time. And you don't do it. A lot of times you just don't stop and grab stuff that you could have gotten at one of those stores that we mentioned.
That's why you stop at the Speedy Mart on the way.
That's right. We got to go to the Speedy Mart. Going to the Speedy Mart. I love, love, love beef jerky. Have you ever had, probably now people are going to get upset at me, but have you ever had deer jerky?
I have.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, come on. Up here in the Midwest, you got to have venison jerky.
Nobody's going to bat their eye in the Midwest. But, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like that, don't cotton to shooting the deer. But my family, I do have some family members that, I have this uncle that makes incredible jerky. Incredible.
Yeah, see, I got a bunch of friends that hunt. I never got into it because my dad, actually, he grew up on a farm in Wisconsin, so he hunted, but just never got passed down to me. So I got buddies that go out and hunt. You know, we had the deer opener, I think it was last week, actually. And so people are getting all primed up for that, and we'll have some venison jerky to go around.
That sounds good, venison jerky. All right, so if you send us an email like Pete did here, Pete says he likes the Patriots to win this one by a score of 50 to 38. He must be smoking the same stuff that is, 50. Can you imagine? Now, yes, we have had some lopsided scores, and we have had some pretty high-scoring affairs in the NFL, so it's not that it can't happen. I just don't think that we'll see that happen in what I'm envisioning as a pretty tight game between these two squads. Or it's going to go one way or the other. It's either going to be crazy off the charts, high-scoring, or not. Good luck, everybody.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.